Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, how to masterfully describe a peaceful place in IELTS speaking, expert tips, and sample answers. As an experienced IELTS speaking examiner, I understand the importance of being well prepared for questions about peaceful places. This topic frequently appears in IELTS speaking tests and is likely to remain relevant in future exams. In this comprehensive guide, I'll provide you with expert tips, sample questions, and high-scoring answers to help you excel in describing a place you go to find peace during your IELTS speaking test. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask you general questions about peaceful places. Here are some common questions you might encounter. Do you have a favorite place to relax? Where do you usually go to find peace and quiet? How often do you visit peaceful places? What makes a place peaceful for you? Let's look at a sample answer for the first question. Examiner: Do you have a favorite place to relax? Candidate: Absolutely. My favorite place to unwind is a small, secluded beach about an hour's drive from my home. It's tucked away from the main tourist areas, so it's usually quite deserted. The combination of gentle waves lapping at the shore and the soft, powdery sand creates an incredibly tranquil atmosphere that helps me decompress and clear my mind. Part 2. Long Turn, Cue Card. In Part 2, you'll be given a cue card with a topic and some bullet points to guide your speech. Here's a sample cue card related to peaceful places. Describe a place you go to find peace. You should say where this place is, how often you go there, what you do there, and explain why you find it peaceful. Here's a sample answer that would likely score in the band 7-8 range. I'd like to talk about a serene spot I frequently visit to find peace. A hidden garden in the heart of my city. This enchanting oasis is nestled behind an old library building, just a stone's throw from the bustling city center. I make it a point to visit this garden at least once a week, usually during my lunch break or after work when I need to decompress from the day's stress. The moment I step through the wrought iron gates, I feel as if I've been transported to another world. When I'm there, I often find myself simply sitting on a weathered wooden bench, taking in the lush greenery and vibrant flowers that surround me. Sometimes I'll bring a book and lose myself in its pages, or I'll practice mindfulness meditation, focusing on the gentle rustling of leaves and the soft chirping of birds. What makes this place so peaceful for me is its stark contrast to the chaotic urban environment just beyond its walls. The garden's well-manicured paths and carefully tended flower beds create a sense of order and tranquility. The absence of traffic noise and the limited number of visitors contribute to an atmosphere of solitude and reflection. Moreover, the historical significance of the garden, with its centuries-old trees and timeless beauty, gives me a sense of connection to the past and helps put my daily concerns into perspective. In essence, this hidden garden serves as my personal sanctuary, a place where I can recharge my batteries and find inner calm amidst the hustle and bustle of city life. Follow-up questions. Do you think it's important for people to have a peaceful place to go to? How has technology affected our ability to find peace in modern life? Sample answer for question 1. Absolutely. I believe having a peaceful place to retreat to is crucial in today's fast-paced world. These havens provide a much-needed respite from the constant barrage of information and stimuli we face daily. They offer an opportunity for introspection and self-reflection, which are essential for maintaining good mental health and emotional balance. Moreover, peaceful places can serve as a catalyst for creativity and problem-solving, as they allow our minds to wander freely without the usual distractions. In essence, these tranquil spaces act as a counterbalance to the stresses of modern life, helping us to recharge and approach our daily challenges with renewed energy and perspective. Part 3. Two-way Discussion. In Part 3, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here's a sample dialogue. How do you think the concept of a peaceful place differs between cultures? Candidate: That's an intriguing question. I believe the concept of a peaceful place can vary significantly across cultures due to several factors. In some Eastern cultures, for instance, peaceful places are often associated with natural settings like Zen gardens or mountain retreats, reflecting a philosophy that emphasizes harmony with nature. These places typically feature minimalist designs and incorporate elements like flowing water or carefully arranged rocks to promote meditation and inner calm. In contrast, Western cultures might view peaceful places through a different lens. They might prioritize privacy and comfort, leading to a preference for cozy home environments or secluded vacation spots. The emphasis here might be more on escaping from daily pressures rather than seeking a deeper spiritual connection. Urban cultures across the globe might define peaceful places as those that offer a respite from the hustle and bustle of city life, such as rooftop gardens or quiet cafes. Meanwhile, in rural cultures, peace might be found in wide open spaces or in communal gathering places that foster a sense of connection and belonging. It's also worth noting that religious and historical factors play a significant role in shaping these perceptions. For example, cultures with a strong monastic tradition might associate peace with places of worship or pilgrimage sites. Ultimately, while the specific manifestations may differ, I believe the underlying human need for tranquility and reflection is universal, transcending cultural boundaries. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high score in IELTS speaking when describing peaceful places, incorporate these advanced vocabulary items and phrases. Sanctuary, sanctuary, noun, a place of refuge or safety. Example, the garden is my personal sanctuary from the stresses of daily life. Tranquil, tranquil, adjective, free from disturbance, calm. Example, the tranquil atmosphere of the lake helps me relax and clear my mind. Serene, serene, adjective, calm, peaceful, and untroubled. Example, I love the serene beauty of the mountains at dawn. Oasis, noun, a peaceful place or haven. Example, this park is an oasis of calm in the bustling city center. Rejuvenate, verb, to give new energy or vigor to, revitalize. Example, I go to the beach to rejuvenate my spirit after a long week. Solitude, slit, noun, the state or situation of being alone. Example, I cherish the solitude I find in my favorite reading nook. Examiner's advice. To excel in describing peaceful places during your IELTS speaking test, practice describing various peaceful settings using rich, evocative language. Develop personal anecdotes about your experiences in peaceful places. Expand your vocabulary related to nature, emotions, and sensory experiences. Practice expressing abstract ideas about peace and its importance in modern life. Work on your fluency by regularly discussing this topic with a speaking partner. By following these tips and incorporating the sample answers and vocabulary provided, you'll be well prepared to tackle questions about peaceful places in your IELTS speaking test. Remember, the key is to speak naturally and confidently while showcasing your language skills. For more IELTS speaking practice, check out our guides on how to describe a person who is very inspiring and how to describe a place you like to go for a walk. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.